Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, this morning we're looking at how the pandemic is impacting business expansion locally.
Yes, thanks. Good morning, Beth. Well, with New York State getting ready for a phased reopening later this month, as outlined by the governor, some companies are still able to continue with their expansion plans and other operations. I spoke with Matt Hurlbut recently. He's the president and CEO of Greater Rochester Enterprise. That is the organization that works with local companies involved in expansion projects, as well as attempts to bring new companies into our area. Hurlbut says about a quarter of the projects in their pipeline are on hold because of the pandemic, but others are moving forward, including a couple of companies right now that he says are involved in making medical devices. And Hurlbut says the pandemic may also lead to opportunities for expansion of other local companies due to their expertise.
Whether that be food and beverage related, medical device related, some of the research and development around pharmaceuticals. And that's a little too early to tell how that's going to completely impact us. But we're working in that space. And obviously, some of the software and technology cloud-based companies here, we're eager to help them grow as well as things move forward.
Now, Hurlbut also says critical to some of the high-tech and other projects moving ahead will be the time frame and when area colleges and universities are allowed to reopen. And of course, he, like a lot of leaders, have to be cautious about the spread of the coronavirus and whether we may be impacted by a second wave of it later this year. Empire Access, a local communications provider based in the Southern Tier, says it has extended its 2 months of free internet service through June 20th for families who don't currently have Empire Internet. Households with K-12 or college students can sign up for those 2 months of service from Empire Access. The COVID-19 pandemic may affect a program the state uses to provide incentives to businesses. A spokesperson for Empire State Development says that to help mitigate the impact on businesses while providing accountability, that state agency is considering delaying job creation requirements that are tied to economic development programs for 12 months. Empire State Development says this would give companies an opportunity to resume their job creation targets that are established before the crisis struck. Constellation Brands' Canadian subsidiary Green Star Canada exercising warrants to buy shares of Canopy Growth Corporation. That increases Constellation's stake in the Canadian marijuana producer to just over 38%. A stock warrant is the right to buy shares of a company at a certain price. Constellation Brands increasing its stake now in Canopy by just over 5%. The warrants just exercised by Constellation worth about $174 million. Altogether, Constellation has made an investment in Canopy of more than $4 billion, but also it had to take some charges in recent months as Canadian pot producers struggle to turn a profit due to a lower than expected demand. And of course, that is due in part to the coronavirus pandemic. And on the earnings front, Bausch Health Companies, which includes the locally based Bausch & Lomb operations, releases first quarter earnings this coming Thursday. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.